This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
That was Finnish national anthem.
So, that was the march of body people. And now I hand over to the Secretary General of the EVXC, Mr. Luigi Covisi.
Very happy, as we said yesterday evening, to be in Finland, where VXing is not a hobby for a few people, as it is still is in many southern European countries. It's always difficult for me to explain to my fellows in Italy what kind of hobby is this one, because many have news about radio amateurs, but not about the accent. And as the internet is taking much more time than ever to our fellows there, it's even much more difficult to explain what really our hobby is. So I was very happy seeing in the Finnish TV text a whole page with seven different pages standing all the time about VXing, about with some VX news. You can even try to listen at the same time you see the news on the TV set. And this kind of information is what we really need to foster our hobby everywhere in the world, and especially in Europe. This kind of conference used to be attended by hundreds of people when in the late 70s and the late 80s I had the opportunity to see them to participate for the first time. At that time, the most important thing was to be informed about the radio stations, about schedules, about frequencies and so on, because we didn't share the opportunity that now have about the internet to receive in real time all the information we need in the time we need them for, at least when we have time to look at this information. We will have later a presentation of the exportals of other initiatives running on the internet. And this is really very interesting, as our hobby, who may have suffered in certain way from the electronics development, on the opposite, is now profiting, is now using same means in order to have much more information shared among the people who love radio listening. And it's also very important for us to have an opportunity to meet people from radio stations in our continent and elsewhere. Yesterday evening we have Radio Free Asia, and later we will have an opportunity also tomorrow morning to exchange views with our friends from the Turkish radio, from Deutsche Welle, and also today with a special broadcast from SWR and from Radio Finland, also have an important opportunity to have views with them. Special broadcast we that organized on this opportunity. You know that the EDC has organized a special broadcast of its own last December, when the St. Marconi centenary was celebrated all over the world. It was the first transatlantic transmission, and I'm very happy to say that we received more than 180 reception reports from 35 different countries in the world. That's so much for now, because you know that the situation about QSL is very low. And this kind of things have neared everyone to our hobby and also to our organization. What is the main task of this now? For sure, he is to represent the clubs, and we have here the representation of many clubs who have come to Finland.
and we are very sorry about this poor line. Very sorry about this poor line, but we'll try to manage to help better lines here. In the meanwhile, we have received a nice SMS message from Nisa, France. From Nisa, France. Weak signal on 11690. Christian Schipaudo. Thank you, Mr. Christian Schipaudo, for your SMS. And we love to hear you soon in the future again. Stay tuned. And we try to continue this live broadcast from the EDXC meeting from Pori, Uteri, Finland.
Very nice. I wish to thank you especially, because you know our language is not so spoken worldwide as we would like to do. And I must honestly say that for Paul and me, this 1 year and a half has been very helpful in people from different countries, and not only in English, but German. Something in our native language, as we did last year after the Budapest conference. It was really very nice. I wish to thank you again for kind support. Some people, these friends are, we may say in French, habitués, people who come every year to this conference, someone coming even from the United States, and we have for this conference. This shows that there is still a strong sense of community. Something we can't have in another way than this one. Even nowadays we share this virtual world, and this is something real. That's to say, we have something concrete to do. Of this conference, and we will talk about developments, especially about this are taking part in a conference. It's normal that we think at the following one as it was tomorrow, but it clearly passed this 12 months since the Budapest conference. It is important to have a path, to have an idea what's to happen in the next year. That's why we are trying to find the calendar in two or three appointments in the next 2 years. This would be an opportunity to convince other people to come to the conference and share with us the hobby and the opportunity to have information shared in this kind of conference. What is still to say is that in the last 8 months we were not alone. Paolo was in the EDC official position, but our friends in Denmark, the auditors, Anker is here, and especially our friends in Finland, our president, really helped us. And I wish to have this opportunity to say all that it was not a takeover, but it was just adding two more people to an organization. I feel that Paolo and I, and Risto and Arto and the other ones, we still are like a team, and this conference is also to show this kind of team we have built in these months. This is not
Ladies and gentlemen, now we have again connected to the European DX Council meeting in Pori Uteri, and there is our crew member Häkä, DJ Häkä. Go ahead.
Sponsors Elstar all representing some receiver and computer techniques, FM Media Plaza in their own room, setting all kind of gear, especially for FM DXS, but also the other
and DXS. Now you speak in Mr. Risto Vähäkainen Conference Organization Committee.
FM receivers, as well as some Grundigs in the DX service, so please take a look on them. And don't forget the listening shack. We have about 400 meters to the east from here. It can be used at least at the evening and night time, and I heard that some good catches were made also last night. It was quite a few DXs. About today's program, I hope that you have all read your program leaflets. Let me show this one. If not, pick up your copy from the DX reception. It covers the agenda and all other information. And please notice that there is an update sheet for the program, because there are a few changes this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. Magazine went to the printer, so we had to update them on a special sheet. At 1 o'clock, Wiley Radio Finland is having a special broadcast, which will take place in the other end of this corridor. There's another big conference room, and we hope you all will be there at present. And because a few minutes earlier to avoid all unnecessary interference and noise. So please join the Wiley special broadcast.
So we end this official opening happening, and this is DJ Häkä signing off. Bye-bye.
And that part will be guided in.
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.